from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. I'm glad that you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we bring to you God's precious Word. How important it is to know that your sins are forgiven, cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Micah chapter 7 and verse 19, we're told that the Lord will have compassion, that He will subdue our iniquities, and He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. It was John Bunyan who said, "Thank God it is a sea and not a river. If it was a river, it might dry up, and they might find them in the bed of the river. But the sea never dries up." The message being that when God forgives us our sins, then He never remembers them again anymore. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster as he continues his series in the Gospel of Mark. And here he is.
We're so pleased that you've joined with us again, tuning in to our Bible study. Thank you for your continued support and for the letters indicating that support. Please keep them coming in. We're going to play some music for you now. Mrs. Jean Elliott of Portadown is the singer. I know you'll enjoy Mrs. Elliott as she sings.
Turn now to
the closing verses of chapter 4 of Mark. We've been looking at the storm that the disciples found themselves in as they crossed the Sea of Galilee. We pointed out to you how that Christians can find themselves in the midst of storms even when obeying the command of Christ. For they, that is the disciples, were out there crossing the Sea of Galilee because the Savior told them to do so, and yet still they found themselves in the midst of this trouble. Trouble comes to the Christian. That's part and parcel of our Christian walk. We considered also how that the Savior may well give the appearance of a lack of interest in our affairs because he was asleep in the boat as the storm raged. That prompted the disciples foolishly, indeed sinfully, to go to the Savior, shake him, waken him up, and say, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And we underscored how sinful it was for any child of God for one moment even to think that the Lord had forgotten about them or was not interested in them and had ceased to care for them. Now we want to go a little further today. We want to consider the power of the Lord Jesus that this incident underscores. For we read in verse 39, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." What power the Lord Jesus has. One day this world, all mankind, will see evidence, undeniable evidence of the power of Christ. Oh, I would say that there is evidence all around us of the power of Christ, but men are blind to that evidence. But there is a day coming when even the blindest eyes will see a demonstration of the power of Christ. There's a day coming when the Savior will return to this earth in power and great glory, when he shall arise to take unto himself the governorship of this world, when he will become the ruler of this earth, and when he will enforce his rule upon the earth. Yes, the world laughs at the Christian's faith today. The world sees no evidence of Christ and his glory and his power and his majesty today. He is like one who is asleep. In fact, we are told that the last days will be days in which the Lord Jesus will be denied. That is, his existence, his power, his coming again. It will be denied. Peter tells us that in the last days there will come those who will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? Where is this supposed second coming?" And all around us we hear this cry, we hear the sneering, we hear the mocking, we hear the voice raised in scoffing at the very idea of Christ existing. But he will arise one day. He will arise one day. As he lay there in the ship, there was no evidence of his power, no evidence whatsoever of his greatness. But when he arose, in a moment, he demonstrated that he was indeed the Son of God. He demonstrated his power, I want you to notice, through his word. He exercised his power through his word. And that's something that is very important for us to notice. God has ordained that he exercise his rule in the universe, in the salvation of man, and in the suppression of all rebellion by his word. It is by his word he accomplishes this. And the picture of it is given to us here. It is by his word that the Lord Jesus controlled the elements. It says that he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace be still." And the wind ceased, and the sea was immediately settled through the power of Christ's spoken word. In Hebrews chapter 1 and the verse 3, we read of Christ, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Back in the book of Genesis, in the very opening chapter, we read that God spake the word and creation came into existence. And it is by his word that creation is sustained, that it continues to this day, night following day, sunrise following sunset, the stars in their courses following the path ordained for them by God. God spake, and it was so. God has spoken, and his law is obeyed throughout the universe amongst his inanimate creation. But in salvation too, the salvation of the sinner, the word of God rules supreme. How is a person saved? It's by the word of God. It's by the word of God. Indeed, you cannot be saved without the word of God. It plays a vital role. Peter says that it is that incorruptible seed by which we are born again. God speaks the word. The Lord Jesus indicates in many ways that this is so. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. As God in the beginning spake the word, and light came, and darkness was dispelled, so it is with the poor sinner. God speaks, and light dawns where there has been nothing but darkness. Oh, may God speak to you today through his word. But it is by the word of Christ that the devil's rule and man's rebellion will come to an end. Let me quickly, as we come to the close of our broadcast, let me quickly read to you concerning the second coming of Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, "And then shall that wicked one," that's the Antichrist, "be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth." That's his word. Praise God, there's power in the word of Christ. May you know today as you listen the power of that word, and may you turn at his command and repent. God bless you. Tune in again to Let the Bible Speak.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.